USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a Super Sunday interview, President Trump has some super critical remarks about the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, for her continued refusal to grant him border wall funding.
She's costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars, because what's happening is when you have a porous border and when you have drugs pouring in and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
That from a special edition of CBS's Face the Nation. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Patriots on top in the end, 13-3 over the L.A. Rams. Pats QB Tom Brady says,
"Yeah, we grinded it out. It was tough. They made every play tough tonight. I give them a lot of credit."
A victory parade in Boston set for tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Top Democrats in neighboring Maryland are joining a growing chorus of those calling for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign. They include former NAACP President Ben Jealous and presidential hopeful John Delaney. Here's more from correspondent Jill Powell.
The outcry follows a racist photo in the Democrats' medical school yearbook taken more than 30 years ago. Since the photo popped up, Northam has lost support from virtually the entire Virginia Democratic Party and other key allies. Jealous, who ran unsuccessfully for Maryland governor, tweeted Northam has shown a profound failure of character, courage, and candor. Delaney, a former Maryland congressman, said, "We cannot unsee what we have now seen."
The jury in the Al Chapo trial in Brooklyn set to begin deliberations today after a hearing from more than 50 people in Joaquin Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old accused Mexican drug lord faces life in prison if convicted on more than a dozen counts. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rain in Southern California finally winding down, but the threat of flooding and mudslides remains. A bad weekend storm responsible for at least one death, but the National Weather Service now says the worst is over. The recent cold weather across much of the nation caused a lower demand for gasoline, but experts say that's going to be changing soon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And the president's State of the Union address is tomorrow evening, and he's teasing some possible important news-making announcements that may be part of it. In that interview with CBS's Face the Nation, he declined to share the details about the meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's expected to happen later this month, or whether he will declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, but he teased that such high-profile questions will be answered in his speech. Again, that speech to the nation is tomorrow evening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.